But at the same time, I think what goes along with this is the story of one of the most beautiful love stories you hear, because it takes a kind of a, not a moon June kind of a love to keep going through hard times. And that's what we all need. And this is called Trouble in the Fields. Baby, I know that we've got trouble in the fields. When the bankers swarm like locusts, they are turning away our yields. Our dreams roll by our silos, silver in the rain. They leave our pockets full of nothing, and our dreams in the golden grain. Have you seen the folks in line downtown at the station? They're all buying their tickets out, and they're talking the Great Depression. Now our parents had their hard times 50 years ago, when they stood out in these empty fields and dust as deep as snow. And all this trouble in our fields, if this rain can fall, these wounds can heal. They'll never take our native soil. And if we sell that new John Deere, then we'll work this farm with sweat and tears. You'll be the mule, I'll be the plow, come harvest time we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields. There's a book up on the shelf about the Dust Bowl days, and there's a little bit of you and a little bit of me in the photos in every page. Now our children live in the city and they rest upon our shoulders. They never want the rain to fall or the weather to get colder. And all this take our native soil, no. And if we sell that new John Deere, then we'll whack this farm with sweat and tears. You'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields. You'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Please welcome Jerry Douglas to the stage. Oh, yeah.
How are you?
Hi. Funny, Jerry just came back from Ireland. He was over there playing with Peter Rowan. And he caught up with the guy who wrote this next song, which was Paul Brady, which I mentioned earlier on. I can only just imagine what happened, but anyway, we won't talk about it up on stage. This song is a song that Paul wrote many years ago, and when I heard it, I knew I had to sing it, because we know we're all kind of nuts doing this music, and it takes a long time to figure out that you're nuts to do it, you know, because when you start off, you don't play in beautiful places like Wolf Trap Stadium, you know, and so you usually have either the audience or the stage or the dressing room, but rarely all three together, and so you begin to wonder if maybe you're just a little bit nuts, and one day it finally dawns on you that you are, and that's the first step to recovery. But for those of us that have family at home who care about us, and that's all of us, I think, this is a sort of a way of explaining what the heck we do and why we do it. It's a song called Helpless Heart. sitting here inside the strangest place. Time is racing by. I've been way out here for a month or more, and tonight I'm wondering why. You tried to understand the things that I feel. Maybe this time I'll find a way to explain it. 'Cause there is a dream deep inside my head, and it may seem like it's breaking the thread that holds me to you.
To be here. I'm so grateful to Gricky for inviting me. It's great fun. It's like old home week backstage. We know everybody. And I'd like to finish up with a song that was written by friends of mine from Nashville. It's called It Still Hurts Sometimes. And we'd like some audience participation, if you would, in this one. All you have to do is think of that person you hate most in life and be truthful about it now, because no one's that nice that they don't dislike somebody. And we're here to give you closure. If it's, they say that if you hold on to it, it'll make you ill, you know. So here we're going. All you got to, you're going to let it out. You're just going to let it out, okay? And so as it comes around in the choruses, you got to go. Yeah, is that the key? Come on, help me out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. One. One, two, three. Put a little more, excuse me, bitchiness into it and we'll be doing fine. We'll be feeling the healing in the room. One, two, three. There you go. That's how it's done. I can feel the healing now. I've got loads of albums. They're not here, but they're in the stores. What we do have is a newsletter, if any of you want it, for later on to just peruse. And thank you very much. And this is called It Still Hurts Sometimes.
Wasn't she great? Yeah. Wonderful. Well, let's hear it. Marl, they want you to come out. Let's do one together. How about it? Can I sing one with you?
Whichever you'd like.
Well, I would love to get a chance to sing with you on stage. We've sang in rooms before.
That's right.
Jam rooms where people play and sing and all that. If there's a way, I'm in it, I feel like. Am I in your way?
Not at all.
You sure? Well, you need to get plugged in, don't you?
Well, I think I'm close.
Oh, you're close?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool, man. Up. Oh, ouch.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. Hey, man, life's a plug-in. Okay. There's a song on your new album that I really love the way you do.
Thank you.
It is really, really, really nice. And was you a fan of those guys like I was?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about the Beatles, you know.
Yes.
And there's just so many great songs. And everybody's kind of afraid to record a Beatles song, but she's not. She did a great job on it. So get her new record. You're going to really like it. We're gonna do a version of... If I Fell in Love with You.
That's right.
Would you promise to be true?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, boys.
Am I? I'm still in your way, right? Okay.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands.
Yeah.
If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than him. If I trust in you, oh please don't run and hide, 'cause I love you too. Oh please don't hurt my pride like him, 'cause I couldn't stand the pain that if I knew love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that he will cry when he learns we are true. Sad if I knew love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that he will cry when he learns we are two. If I fell in love with you.
Thank you very much.
Mara O'Connell, great job, darling. Oh, that's great. Woo! Good job, y'all.